thank you for that music. They're ignoring me. You see that? What? Oh, thank you for your music. We appreciate that. It is good to have you here this evening as we are gathered as part of our Holy Week celebration, if you will. Palm Sunday, last Sunday, Good Friday, Easter, Resurrection Sunday. It's good for us to gather together and be reminded to celebrate, to recognize what God has done for us in the giving of his Son. We are here to recognize the death of Christ. This past Sunday, we focused on his riding into Jerusalem to the applause of the people. On this day, they cry out for his crucifixion. At least that's what we celebrate as we gather together. We come on Good Friday to recognize the things that went on in the upper room. Jesus met with his disciples there, where they shared the Passover meal that had been prepared for them. It was while they were in that room that Jesus washed the disciples' feet. The primary teaching that we have in the scriptures concerning the Holy Spirit comes from Jesus in the upper room setting. He told them while there that he was going away, but that he would come again. Those things are all part of the upper room. They left there and went to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was arrested. He was taken before the religious leaders, where he was tried, after a fashion. And they turned him over to the Romans, who had him beaten and ultimately crucified.
Por la vida.
As we have stated, we gather this evening to remember what Jesus did as he met with the disciples on the night in which he was betrayed. He'd ridden into Jerusalem just a few days earlier. We celebrate that event on Palm Sunday, just this last Sunday. It was the beginning of the celebration of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. A few days later, Jesus gathers his disciples for the Passover meal. The next morning, 9 o'clock, he was crucified. We remember that today, Good Friday. As we said on Sunday, Passover was one of three annual feasts of the Jews that all Jewish adult males were required to attend. Certainly there were many who did not, but we know that many of them did. People would come from all over the known world to the celebration held in Jerusalem each year. The experts who study such things tell us that the city of Jerusalem would swell to several times its normal population during the time of the Passover. It was and still is held to remember what God had done many years earlier in delivering the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt. It's still today the most widely observed of the Jewish feasts. Moses had gone to Pharaoh to ask for the release of the Hebrew slaves. Pharaoh refused. As a result, God sent a series of plagues upon the land of Egypt. The 10th and final plague was the worst. At midnight of the assigned night, God would kill the firstborn of each family of the humans and the cattle. In Exodus 12, God outlined explicit instructions to be implemented by those who trusted in him for their deliverance from this terrible plague. They were to select a young male lamb that was perfect, without defect or flaw. It was to be taken out of the flock and cared for by the family in a special way for 4 days. This would give the family opportunity to observe it, to make certain it was perfect in every observable way. And so the family could become, in some sense, attached to it. It would no longer be just a lamb from the flock. It was their lamb. In the late afternoon of the assigned day, the lamb was to be taken before the assembly and killed. The blood of the lamb was then taken and applied to the doorposts of the home of the family who had sacrificed their lamb. It was a visible sign of their faith in God. The blood of the lamb became their substitute for the Lord's judgment that was to come. It made it possible for the Lord's judgment to pass over them. God required 3 symbolic foods to be eaten on the Passover night. The lamb that was sacrificed and the blood of that lamb applied to the doorposts of the homes represented innocence. The lamb was to be roasted with fire, symbolically representing the judgment that would be placed upon it rather than the firstborn of the household. Unleavened bread without yeast, was to be eaten, symbolizing the purity of the sacrifice made. Leaven, with its souring characteristic, was often a symbol of sin in the biblical text. Unleavened bread was a symbol of purity. Bitter herbs were to be eaten as a reminder of the suffering of the lamb in their place. It would also serve in the years following to remind the people of the bitterness of slavery that their ancestors had endured. The Passover is a continuing celebration that God commanded his people to observe so they would not forget. It is the oldest of the Jewish feasts and has been observed for more than 3,500 years. Several centuries before the time of Christ, a traditional form of the service for the observance of Passover was already in place. It is called a Seder, from the Hebrew word meaning order. The Seder established the order of scripture readings, prayers, symbolic foods, songs of the Passover service. The basic form of the Passover Seder has not changed significantly since the time when Jesus celebrated it with his disciples. A Seder that is done properly can last for several hours. And there's much preparation for the feast that has to be done before the service can even begin. Luke 22, verse 8 says that Jesus sent Peter and John saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal that we may eat it." They were the ones responsible to be certain that everything was in order for this meal. As the family is seated for the Passover meal, special seating arrangements are observed. The leader, most often the head of the house in which the meal is shared, sits at the head of the table. In the meal observed by Jesus and the disciples, Jesus would have assumed the position of host for the meal. He would have been sitting at the head of the table as we think of it. The youngest sits at his right side. John 13:23 indicates that John, who tradition holds to be the youngest of the disciples, was at the right side of Jesus. The guest of honor would sit at the left hand of the leader. John 13:26 seems to indicate that Judas was there. And though we picture them as seated, they were almost certainly not in chairs. The culture, the custom of the day, would have meant that they were reclining on pillows on their left elbows with their feet pointing behind them away from the table. Several prayers of blessing were recited during the Seder. Much food was consumed as the meal was shared. During the meal, 4 cups of wine were poured and shared by the guests. Each cup of wine represented a specific aspect of God's promise of deliverance. The first cup of wine is shared at the beginning of the meal. The host would lift his cup toward heaven and recite what is called the Kiddush. "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who created the fruit of the vine. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, who has chosen for us thy service from among the nations. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has kept us in life, who has preserved us and has enabled us to reach this season." There is a ceremonial washing of hands representing the act of purification before God. It was probably during the ceremonial washing that Jesus took the towel and the basin and washed the disciples' feet. He was about to become their Passover and as such had the power to cleanse them, all of them, not just their hands, and to shield them from the judgment that was to come. The second cup of wine was a reminder of the wonders that God had performed in bringing Israel out of Egypt. And prior to sharing this cup at the proper time in the Seder, the youngest member of the group, in this case John, would have asked questions concerning why they were doing what they were doing. The host would take the cup and while holding it, share a lengthy story of how God had done miracles in establishing for himself a people and then preserving them through many times of trial. The point of the Seder was to remember. This recitation of the history, the story of Israel, was done so the people would not forget. Before the wine was consumed, the group would share in the singing of the Hallel, which is taken from Psalm 113 through 118. Then the meal is shared. At one point in the Seder meal, a piece of unleavened bread is dipped in a mixture of bitter herb and something sweet, often horseradish and apple today. The mixture is a reminder of the bitterness of slavery suffered in Egypt and the sweetness of God's redemption. It was this ritual that was probably taking place when Jesus said that the one who would betray him was the one he gave the dipped morsel to. We know that was Judas. The third cup in the Seder is called the cup of redemption. The first cup shared at the beginning of the meal as the host seeks God's blessing, the cup of blessing. The second cup remembers the people for the people, reminds them of the history that led them to the celebration. The third cup was a reminder that God would always care for and redeem his people. It was shared after the meal was done. It was almost certainly at this time in the evening, we remember tonight, when Jesus shared the words with the disciples that we refer to as the institution of the Lord's Supper. He took a piece of bread, gave thanks, broke it, and then gave it to his disciples, telling them to eat it in remembrance of him. We are told that he also took the cup, the one after supper, almost certainly the third cup of the meal, the cup of redemption, and shared that with his disciples. He shared that cup with them, establishing a new covenant in his blood. He told them to drink it in remembrance of him. It was this cup that reminded the disciples and still reminds us today that God has redeemed us through the blood of his Son.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thy all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power, and thine alone can change a leper's spots, melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died to soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. He washed it white as snow. Jesus died and paid it all.
The fourth cup that was shared was the cup of acceptance or praise. It was the cup that Jesus said that he would not drink until he drank it with his disciples in the kingdom. Matthew and Mark both record for us that when they finished the Passover Seder, they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives, to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Seder would have ended with the singing of Psalm 118. We will not sing Psalm 118 this evening, but I would like to read the last few verses of Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I shall enter through them. I shall give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous will enter through it. I shall give thanks to thee, for thou hast answered me, and thou hast become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, do save, we beseech thee. O Lord, we do beseech thee. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festival sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I give thanks to thee. Thou art my God, I extol thee. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Father, how we praise you, even for the truths of this psalm. Your loving kindness is everlasting. You are indeed good. We thank you. They sang it in praise to you. We read it. There are several verses in that psalm that many of us have memorized through the years. They are still just as meaningful and relevant today as they were 2,000 years ago and even before that when David wrote them. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We praise you for your marvelous gift. We praise you that though we recognize tonight the death and burial of Jesus, the Last Supper that preceded his death and burial, though we celebrate those things as part of the history of what took place, we also praise you that we have Resurrection Sunday. What a blessing we have to recognize that Jesus is not in the grave. He rose. Today we focus on the sacrifice. Sunday we declare the victory. How we praise you for that. We recognize that Jesus came as the propitiation for our sins. He paid the debt we could not pay ourselves. And for that, we give you thanks. We thank you for the suffering. We thank you for all the things involved. It was part of what the plan was. Peter says in Acts chapter 2 that the things that occurred in the life of Christ happened according to the foreknowledge, the plan of God. How, Father, we thank you for that great love that paid our debt. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. The quartet is going to come and sing. And when the quartet is done, we are done.
As the soldiers laid the cross on his back that day, I followed the blood-stained footprints he left as they led him away.
witness the way he surrendered to nails through his hands and his feet. Like a lamb he was led to the slaughter. What a horrible sight to see.
I can't turn away from his suffering. I can't turn away from his cries. I'll witness each moment of torment he endured on the day that he died.
I'll imagine the way he was wounded. I'll picture it all for I know.
Everything Jesus went through on the cross was a horrible death that I him, the cry for the scars he had, to run to be first to serve him, though I know I can't pay him back.
To live my whole life as a debtor, to think of myself as a slave, that's the least I can offer to thank him for the terrible price he has.
So